Chapter 2. Modest Proposals and Judicious Complaints. Mark Twain's proposals are often good-humored, but some situations require a firm hand and a liberal application of irony and invective. Nothing so needs reforming as other people's habits. When I reflect upon the number of disagreeable people who I know have gone to a better world, I am moved to lead a different life. A Christmas Wish, published in the New York World, 1890. To the editor of the World, it is my heart-warm and world-embracing Christmas hope and aspiration that all of us, the high, the low, the rich, the poor, the admired, the despised, the loved, the hated, the civilized, the savage, may eventually be gathered together in a heaven of everlasting rest and peace and bliss, except the inventor of the telephone. Mark Twain, Hartford, December 23rd. Proposal Regarding Local Flooding, published in the Hartford Courant, 1873. To the editor of the Courant, about noon yesterday, the Reverend George H. Bigler, one of the oldest and most esteemed citizens of Farmington, left his home in that village to visit his married daughter, Mrs. Eli Sawyer, of Hartford. He came in an open two-horse wagon and was accompanied by his wife, his youngest son, Thomas, aged 18, his grandchild, Minnie Sawyer, aged 8, and two neighbors, Simon and Ellsworth Oglethorpe, brothers, the former a lawyer and the latter formerly postmaster of Farmington. When the wagon arrived at the junction of Farmington Avenue and Forest Street in this city, the guard of warning who should have been on duty there was absent.